According to the schedule, Sarah G is to give the talk. Today's talk will not be like the ones that are given daily, but this will be the talk about Sarah G's remarks on this successful completion ceremony for this 30-day retreat. And this retreat has taken place successfully as all the people work in unity unanimously. So the retreat has been for 30 days from the 1st of June till the 30th of June, and the retreat is a success. The retreat has been successful not only by the work of one person, but because all the people work together to make this retreat possible, the retreat has been a success. And Sarah G explained a saying. It is said that nothing or no work will finish without me, but I alone cannot do it. And no work will finish without him or her, and he or she alone cannot do it. No work will finish without you. You alone cannot do it. When you, he or she, and I all work together, all the work will be complete. So in the retreat, the Sangha, as well as the devotees, the Sangha and devotees work together in unity, unanimously, with loving kindness towards each other to make this retreat possible. And because all of us work unanimously in unity, the 30-day retreat is a success. Pachya patibhadahi kula potana samana dhamma vodi. When one practices sila, samadhi, panya, morality, concentration, and wisdom in order to extinguish the defilements, such practice is connected with the four requisites: food, lodging, robes, and medicine. So without these requisites, one cannot practice in order to extinguish these defilements. So there should be sufficient clothing, and there should be sufficient food, and also sufficient lodging and sufficient medicine in order to practice to extinguish the defilements. So one cannot practice without having these requisites according to the person's need. So it is important that one extinguishes the defilements which are the cause of suffering. So it is everyone's duty. Any person of any religion, any race, any belief has the duty to extinguish these defilements. In the world, there are many problems which are very complicated, perplexed, difficult to be solved, and people are encountering all sorts of suffering. So everyone has the duty to solve these problems in order to extinguish gross, medium, refined form of defilements. Systematically, there are two factors that one should fulfill. The first one is one should understand the correct method of practice. And the second is to practice according to these guidance and instructions until one reaches one's goal, until one succeeds. Only if these two factors are fulfilled, one will have success in the practice. For the first factor, the Sangha gave guidance and instructions according to the teachings of the Buddha. Instructions and guidance are given as the Dhamma Dana, Dhamma gift, so that one can practice accordingly. So every day, the Dhamma talks are given. And in order to make the practice smooth, there are interviews, discussions. So there are Dhamma Dana, Dhamma gifts that are given every day. By practicing according to this correct method, one has the theoretical knowledge as well as the knowledge gained through the practice. The Dhamma practice uplifts the person so that one will be free from the gravity of defilements. So these teachings are given and one receives theory as well as the practice. So every day there are Dhamma gifts given every day, and to say it another way, one is supported or one is helped in the Dhamma. And yogis who are here to practice, and in order to give the Abhaya Dana, the fearless gift, successfully, they listen to the talk, guidance, and instruction how they should practice. And they practice according to these guidance and instructions. And by practicing accordingly, one cultivates sila, samadhi, and banya, morality, concentration, and wisdom as much as they practice. So one has to practice the sila, samadhi, and banya in order to be worthy of becoming a human being in this life. To be worthy of being a human being, to be worthy of becoming a human being, in this teaching of the Buddha, one should aim at least to be a Sotapanna, stream enderer. Through the practice, one uplifts one's life. And the Dhamma that has been practiced uplifts the person so that the person will not be deviated from the path. And by practicing, one is fulfilling sila, morality, samadhi, concentration, and panya, wisdom. Cultivating sila, samadhi, and panya, one removes the defilements, raga, dosa, moha, lust, anger, and delusion. Through the practice of sila, samadhi, and panya, one does not hurt others physically or mentally, and one does not even want to hurt others, not even in the mind. And through the practice, one gains the knowledge, the power of prudence, what is beneficial or not, what is suitable or not. Having this knowledge, having this moral conduct, having this power of prudence, one does not hurt others, not even in the mind. being endowed with knowledge, one does not want to hurt others. One does not want others to suffer physically or mentally. And by refraining oneself from the wrongdoings by body, speech, and mind, the other people will not have to be afraid of the person. So in this way, by refraining oneself from wrongdoings by body, speech, and mind, one is offering fearless dana to others. In order to give abhaya dana, the fearless dana to others, in order to offer fearlessness to others, one fulfills the qualities through the practice so that one can do abhaya dana to the full extent. If there are the people who give the pure Dhamma dana, pure Dhamma gift, without expecting personal gain or fame, if such kind of person increase in great number, the world will be very peaceful. If there are more people who do the abhaya dana, offering fearlessness to people, if there are more and more of people who are giving this fearless dana, the world will be peaceful. In the world, there are very few people who does this offering fearlessness to others, and thus there are many problems that are very complex, very complicated. So if there are more people who does this offering of fearlessness to others, the world will be very peaceful. In order to be able to do abhaya dana, by learning the guidance and instructions from trustworthy teachers who teach according to the teaching of the Buddha, who gives this dana without expecting personal gain or fame, then one will be able to practice accordingly. And one also has to learn the virtue of the Dhamma, and one should put it into practice effectively, efficiently, and one should fulfill the necessary mental strength so as to be able to offer fearlessness to others. According to the teachings of the Buddha, the nature of every being, sukha kama sabbe sata dukkha patikula, every being likes happiness and well-being, and everyone dislikes the suffering. So it shows the nature of beings. And dukkha patikula, one dislikes physical and mental suffering. There are the causes of these physical, mental suffering. And these are the defilements that are root, gross, that causes suffering. So one needs to remove them by practicing sila, samadhi, and panya, morality, concentration, and wisdom. And in order to have happiness physically and mentally, satipatthana meditation was taught. So every being likes happiness, everyone dislikes suffering. Knowing this nature, one should have consideration, compassion, empathy towards others. One should avoid oneself from hurting others physically and mentally. Every being likes happiness. So we are included in every being, so one should know how one should practice in order to have happiness, how one should practice in order to remove the causes of suffering. Practicing accordingly, one has to remove the causes of suffering, and one should cultivate and accumulate the causes which brings happiness. And also, one should practice in order to remove these suffering and to cultivate wholesomeness, to cultivate wholesomeness in order to have happiness. And if there are people who practice according to these teachings in unity, unanimously, if the population increase, it will be a peaceful world. In order to be able to give the Abhayadana, in order to do the offering of fearlessness, one needs to cultivate the mental strength. And in order to do Dhamma Dana, the Dhamma gift, according to the teachings of the Buddha, one should cultivate these necessary mental strength in order to do Abhayadana and Dhamma Dana. And practicing Satipatthana meditation is cultivating the mental strength so that one will be able to do Abhayadana and the Dhamma Dana. Pachya Patipadahi Kulapodana Samana Dhamma Vodi. So the practice in order to extinguish the defilements are connected with the four requisites. So in order to enable the Sangha to give Dhamma Dana, Dhamma gift, there has been support from various people so that the Sangha can give the Dhamma gift smoothly, comfortably. And also the yogis are supported so that they could practice in order to be able to give Abhayadana, offering of fearlessness to others, completely and successfully. So people who organize this retreat, supporting the retreat in whichever they can, are supporting the Sangha so that the Sangha can give the Dhamma gift, and they are supporting the yogis so that yogis can do Abhayadana completely successfully. And the devotees, such as the group of devotees like Visakha, they cook and provided meals so that the Sangha and the yogis can practice with smooth and comfort. And everything, the lodging, the food, everything is well taken care of so that they could do their duty successfully. And when there are some illnesses, sickness, they help what they can to ease their sickness of the yogis. So everything was well taken care of so that both the Sangha and the yogis could do their duty with comfort and smoothly. And also the devotees, they were providing food, lodging, whatever they can. And the Burmese devotee, they have been offering food as much as they can as a support. So it is very satisfying to see all the support of everyone to make this retreat a success. And there was Amisa Dana, offering material things as a support so that the Sangha could give Dhamma Dana as well as the yogis could do Abhyadana. And with all these arrangements, the 30-day retreat has been a success. Just as Visangha gave the Dhamma Dana, the yogis were practicing in order to do the Abhyadana. So both of these work has been a success. And in the past also, there have been retreats that have been successful, and now the retreat is a success. And in the years to come, it is sure that there will be success in the retreats that are to follow. So it is a success because everyone worked unanimously in unity to make this retreat a success. So when working for the sasana, there should be unity, loving kindness, working unanimously so that it will be worthy of becoming a human being, meeting the sasana in this very life. So becoming a human being in the teachings of the Buddha sasana, one should practice at least to the stage where one has totally free from the abhaya, the lower existences. So it is most important to practice in order to liberate oneself from the lower existences. And one should know that one should practice in order to be free from all the suffering, and one should aim to be liberated totally by extinguishing all the defilements. And even if one has attained at least the first stage, one should not be content with it. One should practice further in order to reach higher goal. If there is lack of mindfulness, when one comes across desirable objects, greed arises, and coming across undesirable objects, anger arises. So if there is lack of mindfulness, the defilements arise. And if the person does indulge in these defilements, it will lead to gross behavior by body and speech. So one should not let oneself lose mindfulness. If one loses mindfulness, the defilements enter, which will also lead to rude behavior by body and speech. And other people will look down on the person's wrongdoings by body and speech. So one should prevent these defilements from arising in the mind. And if these defilements arise in the mind, one should be mindful of it so that it will not lead to bad physical, verbal action. So whatever knowledge that one has attained, one should not be content with it, but one should practice further to attain higher goals and to remove the defilements that arise in the mind as soon as the defilements arise. So Sayadawji encourages everyone to practice further so that they attain higher knowledges and to prevent the defilements from arising and to remove the defilements that had already arisen.
Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Sadhu.